And you're still not going to tell me what the opening question is, huh? Are we still doing that?
Yeah. Why do you keep asking whether we're going to do the opening question? We're doing the opening question.
That's the bit. That's our thing.
It's to continue to stay. While we're waiting for show to give. I had actually just tried the Beyond Meat tacos. It's actually pretty good. I'm not mad at them.
I've had Impossible Burger, whatever it is.
What? Impossible Burger. Good.
I think that's what it's called. Impossible. It's like a, you know, vegetarian or vegan. Is it vegan?
Oh, okay.
What it tastes like?
Tastes like meat. I think all those things have mad salt, though. That's the issue.
I was going to say, that's the biggest problem, is that they're all like real...
salty.
They're all real salty.
I ain't had beef or pork in like 10 days.
I saw you. I saw that. That's big, man. That's a big deal. So what, fish and... Are you eating any meat?
Fish and chicken.
Chicken.
That's it.
Okay. That's cool.
But it's hard. For me, it's hard. That's really hard.
What up, y'all? You alive at... Are you at?
At?
Yeah. They didn't go anywhere, did they?
Blew it right from the start.
Yeah, this completely screwed that up. What up, y'all? You are now rocking with Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
What's up?
And extra addition to the show weekly now for the third week in a row. Big up to the homeboy Mr. Shug.
What's up?
Indeed. This is the fifth week in a row.
Is it? Yeah, it's the fifth. Right? That's true. Recording week, fifth actual week. Yeah, because they don't know the style. That's cool.
The curtain has been pulled.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
We try not to hide too much from our friends and fans.
It's not really that deep.
It's not. Opening question, folks.
We're still doing it.
Still doing it. Yeah. Right. It's not going to stop.
All right.
Complex wrote an article, or had an article about a scientific survey that stated that most of your friends actually don't like you. So the opening question is, knowing me as long as you've known me, what percentage
I do not like you? Let's just cut to the chase.
Hey, what's going on? This is DJ Siren, and you're listening to Rap Sucks Radio.
I'm fine with that, by the way.
Good.
That's fine.
That's what you get when you go to Complex for your scientific studies.
And that's what somebody else said about that article, but the Complex actually referenced where the real study came from. So it's not like they were like, you know what I'm saying?
So they were biting. They were stealing material.
Isn't that all of the news?
I don't care. Lord, I don't even like you.
Mood you in today.
All right. Let's
wait, wait. You asked me, do I like you?
I don't even... Now, that I don't care about.
Oh, can we cuss on the show? Of course. Fuck you.
We're trying to do less and less of that as time goes on.
Fornicate yourself.
Less of liking each other or less cursing?
Less prefers.
I think the former part is not going to be an issue.
I never know latter or former.
Okay, so...
It always takes me too long to react in any kind of way that makes sense in the conversation.
You are really ruining my perception of Asians.
Trek life.
So,
I thought we don't speak English.
Tripping. All right, man. I don't know if I'm going to pass this one on. I guess, whatever.
What?
Mo Brooks.
Yeah, Mo Brooks.
Mo Brooks.
Out here tripping.
Mosey Wonsey. Right on.
The Alabama congressman, Mo Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, how can you be a congressman? Mo is the freshest congressman.
Mo Brooks? Yeah. I'm just going to say. That should be Kodak Black should change his name to Mo Brooks.
Mo Brooks, exactly. Mo Brooks has now become the M in the alphabet. According to Salon.com, Mo Brooks said, people, and I quote, on a CNN interview with, I'm reading this, with Jake Tapper.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Brooks, Alabama congressman, said, people who lead good lives do not have pre-existing conditions.
Of course.
Really? How interesting. That's intriguing.
Who lead good lives.
What is a good life?
Okay, yeah, first of all, let's give everyone a minute to just Google image search Mo Brooks because, I mean, come on, you don't know. Generally speaking, most people don't know. Now, when you have that image up, first of all, this dude's looking like Anderson Cooper after the money runs out. I don't know what he looks like. He's got some sort of, what's the vitamin D deficiency?
Oh.
Severe.
He looked like a villain from Lethal Weapon.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, wow. He's like the eviler Draco Malfoy. He's terrible. How are you going to tell me about living a good life? You dummy.
What an idiot. He tried to cover up his statement by saying, well, you know, there are people who, you know, who have their pre-existing conditions that are for reasons beyond their control. It's too late, dog.
Yeah, it's like he was trying to make the welfare argument.
Yeah, yeah.
That people who look like Draco Malfoy make. Right, that if you get a job, you wouldn't, you know.
He does look like, he did kind of look like the dude that the super villain kills. Like, yeah. He's the villain, but then the actual super villain is like.
It's like when Julian Assange takes a shit, it looks like Mo Brooks.
Perfect, perfect. Perfect.
I almost had another spit. I almost spit my beer out. Alabama is taking L's. Alabama, yes. Actually, I'm going to make Alabama the A in the alphabet.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just for now. Although.
They should have a cage match every week with Arkansas.
Every week.
Every single week.
And they got to drink at least a six pack apiece.
Alabama.
Go at it.
Alabama has, it's I guess, could be considered slightly less racist. which is by a hair.
They call you nigger only in the morning, not at night.
Well, yeah, Arkansas is like all day.
Like, morning, nigger. Morning, sir. Yeah, like Dave Chappelle said, it's like it's stewed to perfection. Damn.
So y'all know what happened this week, man. Wednesday, May 15th, Alabama has passed or banned abortions. That's... is quite. This is the thing, though. Alabama's not the first state to do this. Arkansas has done it. Georgia's done it. Kentucky's done it. Mississippi has done it. Missouri has done it. Ohio has done it. And Utah, a place where you can have several different wives, has also done it. Which is that's quite a thing.
That's ballsy.
That is very ballsy. But here's the thing, we kind of actually pre-discussed this. Me and Kev pre-discussed this on Friday, and with respect to Kev's thought on this is to not really have a full discussion on abortion without a woman around. And I kind of agree with that. I do. Where I want to delve into this is the...
I just think it's silly. You see enough of it. You see enough of a bunch of dudes talking about issues that really are women's issues. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's not that we should ignore it.
Right, right, right.
Because it's terrible. And it's stupid.
It's very dumb. It's dumb. And it is a reason to approach this. And... my thing is, so I did some digging, you know what I'm saying? And we've promised that we would become a show that was more informed, that is more informed. And I did some digging.
We didn't know such thing.
We did. You said we would get better at knowing what we're talking about.
Oh, so, I meant we would get better at sounding like we knew what we were talking about without actually knowing what we're talking about.
Well, this is how we get better.
Okay.
2015 statistics state that there were like 650,000 abortions that... year.
In 2015?
2015.
That sounds like a lot. Wow.
Well,
is it
188 for every 1,000 pregnancies. So it's like 19% pregnancies, right?
Which okay.
All so right. Then if you spread that across all states, mm-hmm. dude, it's hardly happening. When it really comes down to it, you know what I'm saying? If you say 188 happen of every 1,000, so you know what I'm saying, you divide that across 50 states.
So round down,
correct.
10% of the people who get pregnant end up having
that's not including the reason. So there could be medical reasons within that
comprehensive
number
across the board.
Out. Yes.
Okay.
So here's my argument using that number.
Okay.
First of all, there are people who say, "Well, the women are making bad choices, and they need to make better choices with their." Okay. First of all, that's not your thing to really worry about,
exactly.
Dudes. And with that number being so low, do you not think that birth control is a thing that's actually happening? Like most people or a lot of people are actually making good decisions or using birth control.
Right.
But what you haven't considered, and this is one we don't have to completely delve into because we do not have a woman here, is how birth control actually affects a woman's body over time. So
right.
You're not even considering like the medical effects that birth control actually has on women when you make this argument about why women should do better and be better. And here's the least, you know, I'm already on a rant, so I'm going to try to chill out. But Here's the one, the part that impresses me the most about dudes who have issue with this. All right. Dudes will go out to a nightclub or whatever. I did say nightclub because I am that old.
A discotheque.
Not the club. Not the club. The nightclub. Got it.
And feel like if they pull a chick and they smash, they feel like it was 100% them that did that. That they coerced this woman. They bought her a drink. They talked her into it. Right. But then the result of that night happens, and it's a woman's total responsibility to be part of the role. So it's like, yo, so you were the man, and now all of a sudden, if the off chance of the off chance that a pregnancy happens, or you know, STD happens, or whatever, now all of a sudden the woman's decision making comes into question. It's like, okay, where's the drop off? If you the man when you pull her, then you the man all the way through. You're the decision maker, right? So I just think that it's a weird discussion. I guess even me having it really right now feels a little weird, but it's just an odd discussion for a dude to be on the opposite side of.
Well, and it's also weird because the reason I find it weird is because if you want to discuss it in that manner, you're discussing it for everyone who finds themselves in that situation.
Right.
And the whole point of the Constitution really is, right, is, you know, we can apply it to a number of different issues, is make your, you're an adult. Make your own decision.
Right.
And you know what? Let's try and give you as much information so that you can make an educated decision,
right,
if, you know, if you choose to. But at the end of the day, like, come on, man.
How is that decision affecting society as a whole? That's my thing.
Well, and that's the thing that's silly about it, is that it's a religion is used as the shield,
correct,
for,
mm-hmm,
you know, people acting like this is why they're doing it,
right,
which you may believe in. And I don't want to discount anyone who's a very religious person who feels like that is some sort of a sin, because I'm saying make your own decision.
Well,
but
okay,
at the end of the day, these people, I think, are doing it because they know that it's a hot button issue. And it's a very political thing.
Yes.
So when you're when you use religion as the pretense for a political statement, you are completely full of shit.
You are. And I think Governor Kay Ivey has been married multiple times, where if I kind of thumb back through the Bible, that's actually, you know, an issue. So that one I can't be quoted on. By the way, the stats came from Wikipedia if you want to look them up yourself. And I'll tell you this much, though. I, as a person who grew up in a Christian household and a follower, still a Christian, the most backsliding one you'll find in quite a while.
Excuse me? Just you? I like throw my hat into the ring on that one. I am, yes, okay, continue. My bad.
We'll compete for who backslides. Yeah,
yes, okay. Pretty much, yes, okay.
But listen, laws do not need to be made on moral or religious ground. They need to be made based on the effect on society that the legality has. You see what I'm saying? And I know I'm kind of walking on dangerous ground, because I'm sure there's something that I believe should be legal or illegal that has a religious or moral backing. I'm certain of it. I'm certain that somebody will argue it with me, and I'm perfectly fine and willing to have that argument.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with this is, let's say there's a law against smoking crack. Which there is, right? Let's say you, you know, there's some legality to drugs that's happening right now, or what people consider drugs or not drugs, right? So you hard stance on weed is cool, mushrooms are cool, crack is not, right?
Right.
Well, when you look at the effect that crack has had on society and the effect on the human body that crack, you say to yourself, okay, look, we cannot have people walking around like this. This goes beyond moral. It goes beyond religious, and it comes to more of a health issue.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why legalizing weed has become a thing, because it's like, well, it's really not a health issue here, you know? So I think the same way about the abortion law. Like, I'm trying to figure out, does this go beyond religion and morality? Because it seems like it really stops there. The rest of it has no effect on the person next to you. It does not have a single effect on it. If a woman decides to go and have an abortion for whatever reason,
mm-hmm,
it does not affect her neighbor at all.
No.
Not even in the slightest.
No.
So why are we pursuing it legally? Only because, I think it goes back to what you're saying.
And I'm positive that there are people who are in favor of these moves, who are against Roe versus Wade, who are pro-life, who really believe in what they and sure. and walk it.
Sure.
And walk what they talk.
Sure.
Right.
But every single year there is a politician, whether in state office or federal office, every single one, and usually it's a Republican,
yep.
who is getting, who, you know, gets ousted from office because it comes out that, oh, I was the Mr. Pro-Life, and then I asked my mistress, right. I gave her money to get an abortion.
Right.
It's like, so shut up.
Just be quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, then it becomes like, well, you're really killing the whole, your argument, whatever your argument is, as stupid as your argument.
Which is a kind of a pointless argument regardless. And you know, I mean, we could go on and on about it. I think, you know, it's just one of those things, man. Like, you know, like Governor Kay Ivey was really, really excited about this because she wanted the legality to go up to the Supreme Court.
Well, that's really what it was. And that's, to me, that's you know, it's a political thing. She said, I don't think this is enforceable. But you know, the more noise we make, it's going to get kicked up to the Supreme Court, and then they're going to have to make a decision. And, you know.
What makes it even worse is for Georgia, you know, knowing that there was a lot of voter fraud that got that senator in there.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's making these decisions. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So it's like we can have a conversation about whether voting's important or not and the effect. I'm not going to have it with you. I'm done with that conversation. It's like trying to explain to you where babies come from. Like, I'm not doing it. You're too old for me to try to tell you the power of voting and the reality of it, right?
Oh.
But, yeah, sorry, Shug. But okay. If you're going to sit here, if you can see the effect directly in your face, things that you believe in or disagree with or agree with are being drastically and aggressively changed for nothing more than political reason, nothing more than to make the contingency happy. A smaller contingency than the minority contingency within the country, by the way,
mm-hmm.
then you can see that there is a reason to get out and vote. You know what I'm saying? It just if you cannot see that clearly, there is no way to explain this to you other than look. You know what I'm saying? Look at what's happening, and I don't know. I just think it's one of those more obvious things than not.
There were definitely a lot more people that saw that and felt that and acted upon that in the midterms, but it still wasn't enough. So it's
fair enough.
You got to keep talking about it.
You have to, because if you
fools are cheating,
yeah, they are.
Right. They're cheating.
Yep. Yeah. Like there's really no
they are not only cheating but turning around and saying it's rigged.
Right.
You're cheating. Like come on. Man.
Right. So yeah, man. Let's just switch up to a less serious topic. Okay. Are you familiar, by the way, Kev? Are you familiar with the OnePlus phone?
That is a phone. I feel like that's a phone that insecure people get.
Wow, I've had two of them. Thank you, though.
Oh,
I appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you very much.
That was.
Shots fired. Shots extremely fired.
I feel uncomfortable right now.
On the scene.
Okay. I feel uncomfortable right now.
I'm gonna let you finish your thought. He gonna cry when he gets hard. Dang, Trey. I said my real name right now. I'm so shocked. Yeah.
No, I did that on purpose.
Fair enough. Thank you, guys. Right. Yeah. So, but you are familiar with the phone.
Well, more or less. I actually looked at it when I was trying to figure out what to get.
Okay.
You know, when I was trying to make the step into the 20th century.
Into the modern world of phones.
Exactly.
And you got rid of the lowrider phone. But, okay. So, most phones nowadays are coming out the box waterproof.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've dropped my phone in the ocean before.
Okay.
And I dropped a OnePlus in the ocean before. And
wow.
It came out perfectly fine. It was the OnePlus 3. You know? Okay. So,
cool. You ever get the toilet situation?
I have not. No,
me either.
You? Me neither. Nah.
I do know somebody that flushed their keys down the toilet.
How the hell are you?
Yeah,
okay, I'm late.
Yeah, they kind of turned it.
Wait.
They said
they dropped them and then flushed? And then,
like they said it was all in one motion. Like the keys fell and they just like flushed.
Poor person.
Somebody I'm trying to figure out who that is. That actually might shout.
And they went?
They went, yeah.
Wow.
Or at least went deep enough to where they couldn't get to them.
Bye-bye, keys. Okay.
It wasn't Alicia Keys' music.
Shitty Keys. Shitty Keys is our new band.
We flushing keys down, tortoise, because we ain't trying to get caught up. But we only flushing real keys, not the keys that you think. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, because we can talk about flushing. Okay, anyway. All right. Yeah, when I mean keys, I mean actual keys, not keys of dope. But so OnePlus company, who puts out the OnePlus phone.
Makes sense.
A Chinese company, by the way. Okay. Just so you guys are noted.
All right.
That, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Asian power, takeover. And
disclaimer.
Get it in. Okay.
They, instead of paying for the IP rating that would say, hey, this phone is this level of waterproof, this phone is blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They decided to create a video, putting their phone in a bucket of water, saying, we're not going to pay for the IP rating because it's expensive. We're just going to show you that it's waterproof.
Okay. Right.
And the internet kind of went in a bit of an uproar.
They did.
They did. They kind of reacted.
What are your thoughts on it? Was it a good move?
If the IP rating is expensive and it's a way to keep your product cheap,
right,
then so be it.
Right.
If it's a marketing thing, I get it. They don't like to spend a lot of money on marketing. They once did a marketing campaign where they asked like they asked women to like draw the OnePlus symbol on their face or their arm or their hand or something in the 50 most liked photos. And people were like, this is incredibly sexist. Like, you have to not do this.
Why would they do that?
Well, they do these off-brand marketing things quite a bit. So, and you used to only be able to buy the phone by invite. I wonder how many people are bored and turned off by now. Like, fuck this. What are they talking about? Anyway.
Well, as an Asian person, if you are subject to paying for something that is unnecessary in the grand scheme of things, that's like being, you know, thinking that you're going to Foot Locker and being taken to Payless. It's like, that's what happens. So should we really be surprised?
No, we should not. Really, we should not.
But I do want to make sure that whoever does unboxings, you know, right off the bat when this thing, is it out yet?
Yes, it is now. It's out now.
Yeah. I don't know what has happened or what has transpired since then, but I hope the first move in every unboxing is just to throw it in a bucket of water.
Yep,
makes throw sense. The whole box.
Test off the jump. Yeah. Why not?
Well, you know what I would do actually. I would do the whole thing, the whole unboxing video, and you know, and
no.
At the end,
no.
Oh, you want to do it first to see if it works? Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right. Actually,
I'm like, look at it. Just find this,
and then just drop it in the water.
Yep,
I think so.
I'm not mad see at what's that. Cracking. That's actually not a bad idea.
See what's cracking.
And if you know, the Chinese are not dumb. They said, this is what these guys are going to do.
They're going to buy it.
They're going to do it. You've seen what these Americans do. They do a lot of dumb shit.
And the Vista was funny because I don't know how to pronounce the companies. Huawei? I don't know. They've been banned. There's a possible ban because their phones might be used for espionage. And
damn.
And yeah, that's bad.
Like
that.
Man.
That's yeah, because our phones are not.
Right, exactly.
Never ours. Never.
Come on. Yeah. The U.S. doesn't do that.
They don't monitor
us. Oh, by the way, when I was looking for a new phone, I was all on Chinese websites looking for cheap Android phones. There's many different companies and stuff like that out there. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
Just no.
Yeah, no.
Well, they're, I don't believe they have strict copyright laws.
That, right. We so know
they,
that
they can
right.
do whatever yeah. they could. I think they remake Fords out there.
Like. Trek Life is like multi-platinum on the streets,
right? For real, somebody out there kicking those verses yeah. right now. In the long run, it's all black music, just yeah. killing it. Yeah. That exact line.
Thanks, Trevor. Trevor McNulty is on the streets about the Trek Life rhymes.
Yeah, it's funny. And you know, another thing I read in all of this, the source for this is GSM Arena, by the way, if mm-hmm. you guys want to look up the story. We'll post it on RSR podcast on Facebook. But more people in the U.S. are keeping their phones longer than ever.
Right.
Which
right. That's hurt everybody. That's hurt Apple big time, right?
Yeah, yeah. Still don't see the point of keeping your phone for a long time. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, all the phones damn near do the same shit.
And they I mean, a phone.
Like, and their upgrades are just like a minute,
right.
real small upgrade
right.
from the last version. So yeah. why am I going to run out and buy, if I have an iPhone 7, right? And the new one has like one new feature that's really not that hot. Why am I going to trade up?
Well, right. I think that's kind of the issue with technology overall. And I think it's pretty funny, man, because I was like, I talked to Soraya about what she's into or whatever, try to keep her off of YouTube.
Mm.
Because, you know?
I was just about to talk about her, by the way.
Okay.
What I was going to say is that think about the iPhone and think about you're lining up for BTS tickets right now, but in 12 years or 15 years, ain't nobody going to be lining up for BTS tickets.
What are they going to be doing?
Probably Bill Capri tickets.
What?
He'll make a comeback. I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, I don't think. Okay. Listen, dude. You know what? That KK chick that graphed over the Nipsey Hussle mural is the K in the alphabet. And she replaced Kodak Black.
I told you, I blew it.
Yeah. We could put Kodak Black back on as the B in the alphabet if we use Bill Capri.
Wow, okay.
Kodak Black is now back in the alphabet.
Kodak Black is a
And I told you I was angry at myself for not noticing that KK was just one K short.
Triple K. Work.
She's trying to earn that last K.
Shit. Anybody hemmed her up yet? Like anybody?
I think her safety was in question, but we haven't heard much about it, so I think it all.
You know why? Because nobody cares.
Nobody cares anymore.
Well, yeah,
man, that's cold.
They fixed it, and that was the end of it.
Yep, and that's cold.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Wait, she fixed it?
No, she did not fix it.
Okay.
And that's cold. It's like it was a hot topic at the time.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
I mean,
I didn't want the young lady killed.
I mean, no, I ain't saying.
Like,
nobody. No. Now. Now, let me say
you wanted
this,
her
no.
to get a spanking.
She a good.
A firm spanking.
She a good old fashioned.
Don't touch the microphone because it shows up. Thank you. Go ahead.
I can't touch the mic.
No, you cannot.
No, quite.
Treat the
mic like you're at a gentleman's establishment.
Wow.
Oh my. Well, let me say this about her.
Don't smack the mic either.
I didn't.
He said treat it like a gentleman's establishment.
Put the dollar back in your pocket.
I just say this. I'm not saying the girl should die. Not saying that. Not saying that.
Well,
not saying.
Good.
But she needs a good old fashioned ass whooping.
It's really great that we have to clearly state that. Like
I have to say,
we don't want her.
I don't
to
want,
die.
But she needs a good old fashioned ass whooping, like a good old fashioned ass whooping.
I feel like
she needs a stern talking to,
and an ass whooping. I'm talking about a belt, a good thick belt. Across the ass, just straight on the ass, not the face, not the back, or maybe the back,
across the back, just.
Just okay. She need a good ass whooping. She do. She know better. Because think about it. When you do something like that, right? At the time, I mean, he died, what? They did the mural.
Yeah. Like
and then she did it like less than a week later, maybe. Yeah. Like even,
a little over a week.
You can't even do it like a month. It don't matter.
Yeah, you shouldn't do it at all.
You shouldn't do it at all.
You shouldn't do it at all.
And she did it because she was mad at her boyfriend, to my understanding.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. It was something like that, yeah.
Why?
That's cornball.
Exactly.
If that's true, that's really cornball.
It's something like, it has something to do with. Not with him, not with Nipsey Hussle. No. It has something to do with her personal life. And she chose to take it out on, of all things to do at the time, you don't do that. Period. You just don't.
So you don't want her murked, but she should definitely be given a pre-existing condition.
I can tell you who I want killed, but I won't say that.
Oh, boy.
No.
We just gave you a microphone.
I know.
This is your first week with the microphone.
And they're about to take it back.
Yeah, I'm about to turn this mic off.
All I'm saying is...
You grab you holding the mic like
the I ain't on the, I ain't on the
like,
mic.
I don't even
I'm
know
not
what's,
on the mic track.
What's happening
on the
right
mic. Here? On the mic track. All right. Okay. All I'm saying is, I think she needs some kind of discipline.
That's fair.
I'll say that.
I did, but you know who else needs ass whooping?
Who?
There are people who are petitioning for Game of Thrones to to have the writers rewrite the last couple episodes. Now,
are they virgins?
This is where I'm at with it.
They gotta be virgins.
This is where I'm at with it right now.
Man, no coochie, no nothing.
I'm about to go. Cause listen, I am like I figured out something about, you know, not watching movies and watching shows and things that I figured out something about myself that I could explain that helps me explain.
Share.
Okay.
Please do.
So I like universes. Like I like when there's an entire universe with explanatory characters where they came from. Backstory, back history, etc. Mm-hmm. What makes it difficult, for example, with me for Marvel is I know because I've, you know, read comic books as a kid or whatever, that there are quite a few like side stories in Marvel and comic books that'll never be part of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And Marvel unlike Star Wars, hasn't come out and said, like, these aren't canon. Like, Marvel just keeps it moving. I'm not saying they should. They might have had, like, this off, kind of off-brand Spider-Man thing that might have happened, and we'll never see the answer to that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, for example, with Game of Thrones, the entire universe, the ancestry, the history, all of that, I actually listen to that stuff. Like, I listen to the history and lore. I've read the Adventures of Duncan Egg. Like, I read the you know, other books or whatever. So I'm like really,
this is
really
why,
well.
This is why I don't like you.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm fine with that. Okay, listen, I'm so comfortable with that now. It was shocking initially.
It was.
But I'm comfortable with it now. So here's my
why,
thing.
Kev, why?
For people who are, when season one was done and I had read the books before season two, right? Mm. I came out and said, yo, this is not going to end satisfying at all. Because there were so many just different stories that had nothing to do with the Iron Throne or the ending, just a bunch of things you had to button up. And it was sort of a real life type thing where, you know, you want somebody to die in a horrible fashion, but they, you know,
right,
fall overboard into the ocean, and that's how they die.
Right.
So most people are really upset with Cersei Lannister's death. That's really where a lot of the argument is.
What?
And I loved it.
I wish Arya just ran up and kicked her in the nuts and then ran away.
Right in the balls. But right, yeah, I mean, but you know, you can't satisfy everybody. I think.
But you can also say that about any book notable series ever.
People, right. Most people love the ending of Endgame. You have some critics, the majority of people
I still haven't seen it. No spoilers.
I say nothing.
I heard that Batman died. That's all I know.
All right.
Batman died. Fred Flintstone came out of nowhere with Dino. And man, woo!
So the thing about Batman, we were talking about that on the way. How what's the actor that's now playing Batman?
Robert Paddington.
Yeah, Paddington.
From Twilight.
Robert Paddington.
Is that Paddington? It's Bobby. We don't call him Bobby for this show. Yeah. We don't call him Bobby. Bobby Paddington. Bobby is the new Batman.
Another new name for Kodak Black. Bobby Paddington.
Call him Crispy. Anyway, all right.
Just to get to one, I like Cersei's death, and I thought it was perfectly fine. And I thought the reason why it's perfectly fine is because in this world, they've added some real world stuff and real world ideology, right? Mm. Where the bad guy does not always suffer the way you want them to. Think about it. Genghis Khan was a horrible person. In real life, Genghis Khan wrote himself in. He wrote his own autobiography and was like, nah, I'm an awful human bitch. And he died in no way that his enemies die.
Right.
Right? He died a peaceful death in the end. Right. So the worst person does not always die the worst death.
Do the books describe how she dies?
She hasn't died yet in the books, no.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The books are like, we've passed the books in the show.
Gotcha.
So that's why I liked it. I thought, you know, maybe.
But we also then don't know if she actually died.
That's true too.
And that's what I was thinking too. I was watching. I was like, "This okay," but it's no. You don't know what the next episode is going to lead.
You know, maybe Jamie. Well, he lost his metal arm, right? For when they messed up and had his
he lost that nub.
What if he used that and just held up the beam that fell on them.
He got a super metal arm.
That would be the Princess Leia moment of Game of Thrones.
Yes, so
my thing is, I wrote out kind of a show list for the people who can't, you know, for some behind the curtain look. And my only note for the Game of Thrones petitions is fuck those people.
There we go. Yeah. It is.
And also, simple. While we're at it, the Laker fans, I hope you all listen to this show. All the Laker fans that were out there protesting.
Preach.
You motherfuckers, how many homeless people did you step over to get to that damn protest?
You're That's trying
part
to... one.
And part two is, listen,
yeah,
there is no reason for you to be that much of a virgin as old as y'all are. Every girlfriend of every, if any of those dudes had a girl, she should have left that day.
Spoiler alert, I'm about to go raw.
Nope.
Come on. No. First official. Come on.
You need a couple of shows first.
Fuck them.
Okay, that's fine.
Fuck. How you gonna protest your team? I'm a Laker fan. All right. I'm a Laker fan And you just got to ride the shit out. Y'all motherfuckers is mad because we ain't won a ring in like 9 years. Eat a dick. Man or female, eat a dick. I don't give a fuck. Just eat a dick because y'all are just...
It's dumb.
It's dumb. It's the dumbest
shit I've
ever heard.
You showed a picture of that protest, though. It looked like Comic-Con. It's
well, no, it didn't. It was Comic-Con is much more glorious.
Well, yeah, with less people.
Yeah, it was much more
organized.
Comic-Con at the homie's house.
Comic-Con annex.
And the dude that set it up was like from Arizona, so he like flew in. The whole reason why they had that protest, it's funny because it popped up on my phone as news because I guess like I have, you know, Laker setting on my phone. And I get a lot of the, you know, immediate news updates, but it also sends me Reddit news.
Why you do it?
I don't know. I got to figure out why that's a setting.
Yeah,
dig into
your settings.
Yeah. But anyway, so I got the news about the setup of the protest. And the reason why he was protesting is because somebody online challenged him to. That's why.
Dumbass.
That was the whole reason. And people were giving him props like, at least he did it.
Okay.
And I'm like, I remember when my daughter first pooped in her diaper. That was about the same level of accomplishment to that protest. Well, at least she pooped in her diaper. Like, it was, you know, last time, you know, she, you know, it was a little all over the place, but now it stayed in the diaper. Good job. That protest was the poopy diaper of accomplishments.
Okay.
Because what got accomplished?
Nothing. Lakers didn't even respond.
Shit.
Exactly.
Shit. Nothing.
Jeannie Buss looked at that protest and was like, God.
Bring me my latte.
What have I done? Yeah.
Bring me my latte.
Yeah.
If it was me, I would like, you know, use AI and just ban them all from the arena for life. Like, now you guys can't come to the game. Like, and then try to find their cable subscriptions and be like, also block their TV from watching any Laker games.
Yep. He's popping that much shit. Yeah.
Wow. Trash. Y'all trash. Game of Thrones petitioners, y'all trash. Just like, that's the point I wanted to make also. Listen, there's not always something wrong with a thing you don't like. You just don't like it. Just because you don't like it does not mean that it's that there's something wrong with it overall. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that's what the Game of Thrones petitioners need to understand. There's not something wrong because you don't like it. You just don't like it. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? I don't like beet juice. Ain't nothing wrong with beet juice. Other people like it. That's it. That's the end of the story. I don't eat McDonald's. Other people eat McDonald's. I'm not going to sit here and say there's something wrong with it because I don't like it. I just don't like it.
That brings up a good point, by the way, since old head energy is the sort of overarching
old
theme.
Head energy. Mm-hmm. Old head energy. Old head energy.
That's right.
Work it out.
Oh, note to everybody. If you eat beets, write it down. So that the next day, you don't get scared. That's all.
Okay.
I don't have to get into it.
There we go. Okay, got it.
Just do yourself a favor.
Got it.
Two poop references.
There you go. Wait, out of which end?
Toilet humor.
Got me. Which end?
Toilet humor, folks. We're doing it over here.
Yeah. Just put a little post-it on your bathroom mirror.
Don't be scared. You ain't got to go to the clinic. Just beet juice. Just because them beets. Okay. All right.
Good time. What else?
Oh man! All right. Did I?
Oh,
did
now
I,
now
did
it's
I
time to.
Enough?
We're gonna have to bring it. We're gonna have to bring the mood down a little bit.
I know. Yeah. I didn't want to talk about this.
All right. We have to though, out of respect.
Out of respect. Man, rest in peace to Grumpy Cat.
Mm.
The meme of the Grumpy Cat was an actual cat that someone owned.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who was Grumpy?
The cat's name by his Twitter. This is Grumpy Cat. Her Twitter, I believe, actually.
Got it.
Yeah, it has to be her Twitter based on how she died.
You know what the saddest picture was? It was Stanley holding the cat. I was like, oh,
was Stanley holding Grumpy Cat?
Yeah, Grumpy Cat.
Oh, wow.
I was like, yeah.
Has it been 4 years since Stanley passed?
It's been it's only been like roughly a year since Stanley passed.
So Grumpy Cat couldn't even last a year without Stanley.
I think so, yeah.
And Grumpy Cat's real name, Tartar Sauce.
Is that the...
Are you serious?
I found that out while doing hard work and research for this episode.
I would honestly say... I want to honestly say Grumpy Cat is way better than Tartar Sauce.
Tartar Sauce, but not spelled T-A-R-T-A-R, spelled T-A-R-D-A-R, which I think is lightweight offensive. potentially, you know.
Who are the owners? Yeah. Who were the owners of?
Well, the owner's name is Tabitha. The woman's name that owns the cat is Tabitha.
And which is.
Is she fat? It's
very cat owning. Come on. Yeah.
Come on. Tabby for short.
What?
Is she fat?
I'm just curious. Is there a way that you could not? I just feel like you
I just picture right now fat all the way around. Just, oh, man.
I would prefer you not. Okay. At this point, this is just, come on. What are we doing? Her cat just died. Are we really going to talk about it?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Stan Lee held the cat. You're a Marvel fan. What are we doing?
My bad. Sorry,
Tabby. Come on, man. We stand by Tabby.
Sorry, baby. Sorry, baby.
Yeah, Tabby.
Sorry.
You ain't listening to Tabby.
Sorry.
We love you. Or we don't, but, you know, I don't, at least.
We respect you.
There is a family statement, and I'd like to read the family.
Oh, my God.
Really? Okay. All right. Let's be. Okay.
The cat died Tuesday, May 14th. So mm-hmm. last week, by the time the show airs. Mm-hmm. The airing of episode 8 of Rap Sucks Radio happened. So another marquee event happened on that day as well.
Big day.
Big day. Yeah. Statements. Despite care from top professionals, as well as her very loving family, Grumpy, not Tartar, encountered complications from a recent urinary tract infection that ultimately became too tough for her to overcome. Mm. She passed away peacefully on the morning of Tuesday, May 14th, at home in the arms of her mommy, Tabitha.
Mm. Oh. There you go.
That's how it happened.
Okay.
I'm out like Buster Douglas.
Yeah, I saw that.
I say peace.
It's a grumpy cat.
That's right.
All right. Rest in peace, grumpy cat.
All right, Shug, I'm going to give you a minute, man. You go on the microphone. I'm going to give you a chance to give me a topic that you would like to discuss this week.
Man, there's a minute?
You don't have a full minute. I'm just a black people minute. Like, yo, I'll be there in a minute.
That could mean
30 seconds or that could mean 3 hours.
I'm trying to think. What's popping? NBA playoffs right now.
What's up in the NBA playoffs right now?
You know, the number one seeds are pretty much, you know, doing what they do, which is straight, which is cool.
Does Damian Lillard seem to be experiencing any pressure right now? Or
I don't know, but he don't go through real pressure. His pressure ain't real. All right.
Another week of that.
Oh, wait. Aladdin comes out.
Yo, all right.
Will Smith as the genie is... It's quite interesting. So far, critics are saying that it's like whatever.
It's like
one of those Disney movies. It's one of those remakes that you probably didn't really need to remake. Left alone.
I mean, like all of them, but, like Dumbo.
Yeah, like Dumbo. I heard Dumbo's like, eh. But I'm like, not big into the Disney cartoons anyway.
How do we as adults judge Dumbo and
yeah, like this? It's not like the cartoon like this.
When I was a kid, okay. I'm like, I'm still in shell shock from like, this isn't Disney, but I have never seen The Wiz, but I have seen The Crows.
You've never seen The Wiz?
I've never seen The Wiz.
I've seen The Wiz actually all the way.
Wow, either one?
Either one.
I've seen both. And them crows are, you can't win. Yeah. Shoot. Ooh, talking but about.
Those same crows are in like Dumbo, right?
Wait, are they supposed to be the same?
No, they're not the same crows. They are different crows.
They didn't cast black actors
Dumbo came out like in the 40s, 50s, whatever.
The crows are mad racist, right?
The crows are mad racist.
Whoa,
elephant fly. Like, it was crazy. Like yo. I was a kid like, yo, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was the pioneering effort when they made Dumbo. They said, you know what we should do? We should inject subtle racism.
Or not so subtle.
No, not so subtle. Overt racism.
It used to be like, man, look.
What can we use? Horses? No.
I have so many.
Donkeys? No. How about some black crows?
How about some canaries? No, let's find a blackbird.
Yeah. How about a crow? By George, I think you've got it.
Put some in tattered overalls and straw hats. Yo, I remember, I have a bunch of thoughts on this all, but I remember one time I was watching Popeye late at night. I was a teenager by this time, by the way.
Right.
It was just Popeye was on late at night. Yeah, it was on. It was. I feel like it was on the TV Land thing.
Okay.
Oh, maybe. Right.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm like just chilling in my parents' house watching this. And Olive Oil was babysitting. Right? So she had like 8 or 9 kids with her.
Wow. Okay.
So there was an obvious Native American kid, right? Yeah. Okay. There was an obvious German or Dutch kid, an obvious Chinese kid, just very obvious either clothing.
You sure he was Chinese, or were you just using Chinese?
No. It was obviously a Chinese kid because there was also like another type of Asian that I couldn't tell.
Oh wow! So,
and then it was like an obvious like Eskimo or whatever
representation.
So
right,
there were all of these representations, right? Oh, and then God. There was like a Here monkey in a bow tie.
Oh my God.
Oh, a bow tie.
Hold up. So I was like, I look for the black one. Like, okay, is there a buckwheat type character? Anybody to make me feel somewhat comfortable with what's happening right now? Because I'm seeing all of these kids that are like, you know, all representative of their culture, all really terribly represented, by the way. I'm not saying that all the representations were comfortable by any stretch of the imagination, but then at the tail end, like they were all in line and I'm watching the show, like, oh, Popeye's a stupid show, man. What about? Is that a monkey?
But the character.
In a bow tie? And the monkey was hype, fam. Like the monkey passed up and was like climbing on everything, and clowning around, had the bow tie with the polka dots on. I was like, did they even have polka dots back then? Did someone seem like anything? It was the crazy. It was in a bow tie and overall, or suspenders, if I remember correctly. Damn. I was like, fam. And the suspenders wasn't connected to pants. Like it was just.
But Popeye, but you remember Popeye.
But
Winnie the Pooh suspenders. Just over the shoulder,
connected to nothing.
But you got to remember though, Popeye was like a low-key, like racist, pretty much. The character low-key. Was. Okay, he was.
Okay,
so because remember, I remember in high school, they showed a film, a Popeye film, right? And it was him fighting in World War One, and he's calling them Japs, left that to right.
Part two.
That'd be World War Two.
Oh, my bad. Right. But he was using the word Japs like left to right, and I'm like this.
Actually, Popeye, he was so racist, he might have been saying Japs in World War One,
just to say it. Yeah, just
he's
say
like,
it.
But let me tell you something about the Japs.
Well, I
non sequitur.
I would love for somebody to, I'm going to dig through the internet to see if I can post something about this. So, if I'm understanding correctly, was it Brutus?
Bluto.
There you go. Bluto was like in like Arab.
Really?
Yeah. I read.
No, his beard was nappy as hell.
So I read this thing where where they were describing like the racism in Popeye. This is years after the monkey incident, and yeah. So like he was like supposed to be this like aggressive Arab, you know, kind of like swarthy character, and Popeye was defeating the swarthy, Arab
So Popeye was just the super redneck hero.
Yeah, and I used to love Popeye.
Me
and
too.
Ate spinach.
Yep, and I was like, ooh, I ate the spinach. I was like this. I don't feel no different.
Yeah, I don't feel no different.
Wow.
Popeye ate that spinach. It was pretty much weed put in this pipe. Anyway, that's a whole different show.
He used to put the spinach in the pipe. The spinach
He don't care how he got it. If it was in a syringe, he would shoot up.
Sprinkle some crack on it.
Yep.
All right. And with that, y'all, we are Rap Sucks Radio, man. We appreciate you guys listening. Please check out each and every episode at rapsucksradio.com or on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. Or if you are on our Facebook page, RSR Podcast, you can listen to every episode or recent episodes right there on Facebook.
That's right. Consistently?
Consistently.
Okay. Groovy. And everyone is old. So you know somebody who needs to hear this.
Right. Right.
Who doesn't know what a podcast is.
Right.
So do us a favor and tell them.
Spread the love.
Yeah.
Spread the love.
Explain to them how to turn on the computer.
Yes.
Or how to download the application.
Yes.
And listen.
And listen,
please.
And enjoy. My wife even likes this show, which is crazy. She doesn't like anything I do.
Get out of here.
Really? Yeah, anything?
She doesn't like anything you do. She says she likes my albums, but I never catch her listening to them.
I've never
gotten in the car and it was on. I'm like, yo.
Cold-blooded, baby.
I'm not like the dude in the Jay-Z skit, but I'm still like, yo, you don't never like. My daughter was like, Dad, you rap? I'm like, what? Your mom doesn't tell you? You got a Lauryn Hill shirt on. How do you not know what I do? Anyway, y'all. Thank y'all for listening, man. Rap Sucks Radio, man. Like I said, catch us at rapsucksradio.com. My name is Trek Life. That's your homeboy, Kev Sakota.
That's right.
And your homeboy, Mr. Shug. What up?
Yes.
yeah.
And we will catch y'all next week with more old head energy for y'all all day, day. Peace.
Peace.